Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Folks, I've got to warn you right off the bat, if you should lose us tonight, it's because there is the biggest thunderstorm going on outside our studios that I've seen in years. We've been really having some ferocious thunderstorms, lightning, rain here in the last few days. Extremely unusual, but quite exciting. It is possible that we could lose power and or the connection to the satellite uplink at any time. If that happens, go to bed, have a good night's sleep. We'll do the same. If not, then I think you're going to get an awful lot of information tonight. It's another evening of Raw Intelligence. The Chicago Sun-Times, Tuesday, May 24th, 1994. Neighborhood needs better police presence. Calling for more police in the streets. This is from the New York Daily News, January 6th, 1994. Fearsome faces of winter. Terror headwear is meant to be that way, says Maker, by Karen Hunter Hodge. It began with a scarf tied around the face or head. Then came the ski mask, one piece over the head with holes for eyes and mouth. Next came the cold weather face and neck mask, which also became a fashion statement for criminals. Now, winter headwear has taken an even more ominous turn. The ninja mask, our executioner's hood, introduced this winter, not only shields its wearer from the cold, but also scares the hell out of people. Quote, "It reminds me of Darth Vader," end quote, said Darlene Cradle, 32, of Bayside, Queens, who rides the subway to work in Midtown every day. "Just seeing people in them gives me a chill. It's very unsettling. I have to ride the subway home at night, and it's very intimidating seeing someone walking toward you with a black mask. I just don't know what is behind this mask." Ladies and gentlemen, this is the same mask that SWAT teams wear. It is meant to terrorize. Boot camps gain support. The North Jersey Herald and News. Boot camps gain support. Pascrell pushes juvenile offenders bill by Michael Barbella, the Herald and News. First-time juvenile offenders should be sent to boot camp to learn the discipline and self-respect they will need to become productive members of society, a local assemblyman charges. Actually, folks, boot camps will teach them how to be great brown shirts in the New World Order. New York Post, Friday, February 25th, 1994. Death virus probers, iQueen's factory. Rodent-spawned illness ranks with rabies and HIV by Douglas Kennedy, Kyle Smith, and Greg Birnbaum. Health investigators are centering on a Queens facility where there are rats as big as cats as the possible source of a rare virus that killed a student from Long Island last month. David Rosenberg, 22, of Roslyn, a student at the Rhode Island School of Design, died January 20th of hantavirus, the same disease that killed a number of Navajo Indians in the Southwest last summer. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very carefully. The Navajo Indians have been living in the dust and with the cedar and juniper trees of the American Southwest for their entire history. Their bodies naturally contain the antibodies for the hantavirus. Navajos do not catch hantavirus. All Navajos have the antibodies in their blood. When they tested the Indians who died in the Four Corners area, they had hantavirus antibodies, and thus their deaths were blamed upon hantavirus. The Indians are naturally immune to that disease. We are not. They did not die of hantavirus. What happened in the Four Corners is what has been happening all over this country for the last 50 years at least. The testing upon indigenous peoples of biological warfare agents. New York Post, Monday, March 14, 1994. Village hails cop crackdown on IDs. Greenwich Village merchants and residents yesterday applauded a newly launched police crackdown on nuisance crimes, but civil liberties advocates said the focus should be on violent crime. Here's what police demand to see now. If you don't have it, you're going to the hoosegow. A New York State or out-of-state driver's license with photo. A New York State non-driver ID, a passport, a United States military photo ID, citizenship or naturalization papers, a resident alien green card. Other types of identification may be accepted by cops based upon their individual discretion. Non-drivers can obtain photo ID cards for $7.25 through the State Department of Motor Vehicles. Proof of age and one other piece of identification is required. You think that's something? Just wait. Crime is hot button in New House debate by Richard Sisk. News Washington Bureau, Washington, D.C. This appeared in the New York Post, March 24, 1994. Paul seek to expand capital punishment. Anti-abortion protests could be considered racketeering. United Nations laws consider speech against gays as genocide. The House tomorrow will begin a high decibel floor debate on an omnibus crime bill loaded down with federal death penalty provisions for crimes ranging from drive-by shootings to attacks on commercial submarines. This bill, folks, is out of committee. Came out of committee just within the last couple of days. It is almost ready for its final vote. If you allow this omnibus crime bill to be passed, you are in big trouble. It also targets more semi-automatic weapons for total ban. It also limits the number of rounds you can carry in a magazine. And many, many other things hidden within the text of the bill. Intel moving fast on chips. San Francisco Intel Corporation, with its high-end Pentium chip just reaching store shelves, will begin turning out test versions of its next-generation microprocessor, the P6, by year-end, President Andrew Grove said yesterday. The world's largest chip maker has been feeling the heat from a handful of companies, including Apple Computer, looking to shake its near-stranglehold as chip supplier to the world PC market. Chips are getting smaller, they're able to do much more, ladies and gentlemen, than they ever could before. CIA trained World Trade Center bomb suspects by Colin Miner. And this, ladies and gentlemen, appeared in the Post. That's the New York Post. The CIA is partly culpable for the World Trade Center bombing because it helped train and support several of the men accused in the deadly blast, intelligence sources told the Post. If you'd read my book, you'd have known New York City was going to be targeted, and you would have known that the CIA would be behind it, and you would have known that it would have been blamed on Islamic fundamentalists. And I published my book 4 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. A little over that, actually. This is from the New Jersey Record, May 8, 1994. Police find gun, bullets at Garfield DWI check. Three men are facing weapons charges after police found them in possession of a handgun and bullets during a check for drunken drivers on River Drive early Saturday, Bergen County police said. What happened to the Fourth Amendment protection? Again, in the Daily News, Saturday, May 28, 1994, New York Police Department commander named to aid housing cop merger. Major Giuliani yesterday named the commander of 11 Upper Manhattan precincts to lead the housing police into a controversial merger with the city and transit police forces. All police will ultimately find themselves as members of the state police. The Soviet Union now has an office here in the United States for their equivalent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has opened an office in Moscow, Russia. The reason, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to be operating with the equivalent in their country, and the Russians will be operating with the FBI in this country. They're going to merge eventually. Explosives found by Dundee Canal, North Jersey, Herald News, May 18, 1994. Clifton, more than 90 artillery fuses, some of them live, were found scattered yesterday along the Dundee Canal, police said. The fuses were found sometime between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. after police received an anonymous tip that led them to the rear of the building at 2 Ackerman Avenue, Clifton Detective Captain James Torito said. Feds hunt source of munitions by Crystal and O from the Herald and News. United States lab is investigating Munachi site explosives. Munachi, explosives found near a borough ball field during the weekend were the kind used exclusively by the United States military, according to authorities who yesterday sent the dangerous devices to a federal laboratory in Maryland for further investigation. Gun owners of America, status report on gun ban, floor votes could occur as early as last Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, Wednesday, July 7th. They haven't yet. As this alert goes out, legislators are still negotiating in the House Senate Conference Committee. Unless Representative Henry Hyde switches his vote and votes against the ban, the gun ban will be firmly attached to the crime bill, and it was. Moreover, the Washington Times reported today that if the crime bill passes out of the committee, it could go to the floors of each chamber for a vote as early as Thursday. That's yesterday. It has not been voted on yet. It is out of committee. The gun ban has been attached to the crime bill. Call Senators Bob Dole, Phil Graham, Malcolm Wallop, and Larry Craig. All four of these senators have a national constituency. The first three are possibly presidential contenders, and Craig is on the National Rifle Association Board of Directors. So what? They're not on our side. Ask them to filibuster the crime bill. You can reach them by calling the Capitol Switchboard at 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Also, make sure you contact your own representatives and your own senators. Do it. 40,000 Freemasons to visit Metro, the Toronto Star, Saturday, July 11, 1992. 40,000 Freemasons to visit Metro by Peter Small, Toronto Star. Possibly never in history have so many traitors assembled in one place all at once. That's my comment. Now I read from the Toronto Star. As many as 40,000 Freemasons will converge on Metro in 1994 for a worldwide convention that will pour an estimated $43 million into the local economy. See, that's all they care about. The gathering, August 10th through 14th, will be the first since the 10th century to call together all members of the secret fraternal order. The 10th century, by their own admission. Why is it that they always claim that there was no secret order until the late 1700s. The total number of Freemasons and their guests could reach 80,000, each spending about $250 a day, according to the Metropolitan Toronto Convention and Visitors Association. They will be staying at the Royal York. The Royal York. Newly renovated, 1,400 guest rooms, 12 restaurants and lounges, underground access to shopping and subways. They ought to like that because they spend all their time in the shadows, underground, and in secret. CIA budget? Don't say anything, folks. You're not supposed to know this. The CIA budget. Congress just voted to give the Central Intelligence Agency and 10 other spy agencies a hell of a lot of money. A whole bunch. That much we know. But exactly how much? That we don't know, for it's a secret. The Cold War, you know. I thought it was over. National security, you know. I thought we were the most powerful military force in the world. National security. Protection against who? Indeed, the very survival of Western democracy is at stake. All this to spy on a world in which we are still surprised by the most mind-boggling events, like the collapse of the Soviet Union, just to pull an example out of a hat. News reports estimated the annual budget for these agencies at about $28 billion. That's B. B as in bullshit. I-L-L-I-O-N. If they need that much money, folks, to fight the hobgoblins of today's New World Order, why not tell the taxpayers why and how much? If you're a taxpayer. And if they're so good at keeping secrets, how come we know it's about $28 billion? Maybe we should put the spooks to work right away on investigating their own budget. From the Philadelphia Daily News, July 25th, 1994. Dear Mr. Cooper, letter received July 27th, 1994. I was listening to your broadcast, July 25th, 1994. I was very glad to hear you defending Linda Thompson from her many detractors. I am on Linda's BBS at least once a day, and I am one of her defenders against the many who call her an agent provocateur. I do not now, nor have I ever believed this of her. However, it is true that Linda represented an abortionist in Atlanta in 1989 during an Operation Rescue event. She brought an injunction on behalf of Abortionist Day against peaceful Christians who lay their bodies between the mothers and babies and this child killer's knife. I have talked to Linda about this, and she gave me a very satisfactory answer. She said she didn't care about abortion until researching Waco. She says she read a book by Tex Mars in which he illustrated a DNX abortion, which is a procedure that literally sucks the brains out of a living baby, whose head has been delivered, but whose body is still in the birth canal. This human being kicks and writhes in death throes as his brains are being suctioned out of his skull. This human being is given no painkiller and is fully aware of the immense pain he or she is suffering. I was born and raised in Wichita. Here our shame is late-term abortionist George Tiller, who weekly murders 20 to 30 late-term babies, many who can survive outside their mother's womb. Less than 2% are deformed. Hell yes, Mr. Cooper, I am very angry about this. I have two adopted children. It could have been them. I am strongly in favor of the Constitution. However, the right to kill unborn children is not contained in this precious document. the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is. Many of us have fallen prey to the pro-abortionist newspeak. I pray you are not one such. I mention this because many pro-life activists are aware of Linda's willing participation in persecuting pro-life Christians. Many are unwilling to trust her because of this involvement. I and my family have spent all our resources to try to protect the unborn. As mentioned, our children are adopted. My 40-year-old husband is also adopted. The right to life runs very deeply in my family. However, I know there was a day that I didn't care about them, the unborn. Then there was a day that I became aware of their humanity and their terrible plight. I believe the same process went on with Linda Thompson, and I am more than willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. After all, Jesus said, quote, "You shall know them by their fruit," end quote. Linda is bearing good fruit, in my opinion. I admit I am very one-sided about this, and I make no apologies for my position. Neither does Linda Thompson. She has become one of the most eloquent voices in our nation, speaking out for the constitutional rights of all Americans, born and unborn. Sincerely, Denise Billings, Wichita, Kansas. P.S. I am fairly well known in the profile movement. You may use my name if you desire. I'm a pro-life leader in Wichita and known by the national leaders, just a fact. Well, Denise, I admire your stand against the murder of unborn children. I also am against abortion. However, I will say this, and you had better listen, all of you. Linda Thompson is a lawyer. She was not. She was not. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll say this again, you better listen. She was not persecuting anti-abortionists. She was representing someone as a lawyer. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If you take away anyone's right to representation under the law, you take away your own right to representation under the law. Why is it that you are upset that Linda Thompson represented a pro-abortionist? But you do not get upset when a lawyer represents a murderer or a serial killer or a rapist. Get your priorities in order, and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights had better be first. And you had better operate within the law. You don't like the law, you change the law, but you do not take anyone's constitutionally protected rights away from them or persecute them because they exercise those rights, or you are in danger of losing yours. If you think abortion is bad, wait until you see the blood run in the streets when you lose that protection which you are condemning others for exercising. Wake up, sheeple. You may have an agenda, and it is okay to pursue that agenda. And in this case, I am in sympathy with you, but when you infringe upon the rights of anyone, I am against you. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you represent. I don't care what your agenda is. You see, Treasury News, Department of the Treasury for immediate release, July 13, 1994, statement by Treasury Secretary Lord Benson, all about the money change. This is a long document, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to read it all. These are press releases talking about the coming change of money. They deny that there will be a money exchange. They deny that there will be any devaluation. They do not mention the two-tiered monetary system that is actually in the legislation. They very carefully do not discuss it. And the sheeple will not ask any questions. Emergency Communications for Survival by Gordon West, The Monitoring Magazine, Popular Communications, August 1994. Highway response with boat GPS. Harbor Patrol tracks a patrol boat in the center of the boat channel. Florida rescue boat uses GPS and a chart plotter to cut down response time to the scene. The LCD screen is excellent for daylight viewing. Freeways are part of the built-in maps. Now that the global positioning system is fully operational for 24 hours a day, satellite navigation, city and state municipalities are adding GPS gear to their budget. A central dispatcher now watches an area map of all their units in the field and has a bird's eye view on exactly where everyone is and where they're going. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought GPS was what you carry with you to find out where you are at. This is telling us something we're not supposed to know. They can sit in a command post and by satellite tell where the people holding the GPS is at, and you had better remember what I just told you. Also, in the conflict that is coming, who controls the GPS or global position satellites? Don't rely on that equipment, and I just told you, if you're holding it, they know where you are. NASA News, Popular Communications, August 1994, the monitoring magazine. NASA News, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, continues to expand its cooperation with the Russian Space Agency. Colonel Kenneth D. Cameron, United States Marine Corps, has been selected to manage NASA operational activities at Star City. They are merging the space programs, ladies and gentlemen, like they are merging everything else. You had better wake up. New York Times, Tuesday, July 19, 1994. NASA's new ploy, meld with Moscow. Integration with old rival brings White House support, by William J. Broad. Having achieved a host of spectaculars in its 35 years of existence, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration has now embarked on a goal so bold, risky, and surprising that the venture at times seems to unnerve the most daring of its visionaries. The agency is merging with those of the Russian space program, its preeminent foe and rival during the long decades of the Cold War. Wake up, sheeple. Wake up quick, sheeple. Here we have USA Today, Monday, July 18, 1994. Full page. Our service to country begins in our communities. That's the headline. Our service to country begins in our communities. That, folks, is the headlines. The Cold War is over. America's military role is changing, and the National Guard is ready to face any new challenge like we have over 300 years. Toward the end of the article, and I quote, "As the world grows smaller, our role in it gets bigger. More and more, we are being called upon to assist the citizens of foreign nations and serve as goodwill ambassadors, providing airlift relief and food drops to world hotspots, building roads in third world countries, sending medical and veterinary care around the globe." United Nations soldiers. Ladies and gentlemen, if the National Guard is the militia, how can they do this? The Constitution specifically states the militia can only be called up to execute the laws of the Union, to repel invasion, and to suppress insurrection. The National Guard is not and never has been the militia. Unless you form a militia, you have no militia. All the news that's fit to print. The New York Times. Where's the date? July 16th, 1994, by Raymond Hernandez. Phone antennas resisted out of fear and aesthetics. Mamaroneck, New York, July 14th. The boom in popularity of cellular phones has created a demand by cellular companies for places to install more antennas, but villages and towns in the New York region and elsewhere are putting up stiff resistance to having the antennas in their backyards. The antennas are needed, the companies say, to reduce irritating blackouts as car and other mobile phones move about and to meet a growing craving for the phones. Now, this is important, folks. Very important, as you will see. Remember, listen for patterns. Watch for coincidental dates. Listen for indications of tendencies or trends. This is the way you evaluate raw intelligence. Monday, July 18th, 1994. What paper is this? I cannot tell the paper. Growing Reluctance Has Sparked Worry Among Economists by Thomas T. Vogel, Jr. Here it is. Staff Reporter, The Wall Street Journal. Foreigners Ease Buying of Treasuries. New York. When the value of nation's currency slumps, the first reaction of investors often is to sell as much of their stocks and bonds in that nation as they can. But what do they do if that nation is the United States? Foreign money managers can stop buying, and many have. They have put the United States at the bottom of their shopping list, and that could mean higher interest rates in the United States down the line. And that ain't all. That ain't all, ladies and gentlemen. The dollar is plummeting. Investors have lost confidence in the dollar. Why? Well, folks, if you know the law, you know that it ain't the dollar. Haven't, ladies and gentlemen, you're going too soon. Wall Street Journal, Credit Markets. Economists worry over increasing reluctance of foreigners to buy United States government securities. What's the answer? Devalue the dollar. You don't think it's coming? You better get your head out of the sand, dummy, because it's coming. And that ain't all. We're going to find ourselves in big trouble. Big trouble. And it's not too far off. What can you do about it? What has traditionally protected people in times like this? There's only one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Precious metals. It's different forms. Legal money. Real money. Real dollars. You see, according to the law, this paper counterfeit pukey crap that we carry in our wallets are not dollars. They're not legal. They're counterfeit. According to the law, a dollar is a specific weight of measurement of gold or silver coin and nothing else. The Constitution of the United States of America states specifically and without reservation, that no state may tender in payment of debt anything other than gold or silver coin. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If everybody in this country would purchase gold or silver coins and refuse to deal in anything else, number one, we would be using real, legal money. Number two, it has intrinsic worth. Number three, it has always kept its value throughout history. Number four, the robber barons of the New World Order would go broke literally overnight. So what are you waiting for? Call Swiss America Trading now, 1-800-289-2646. Do it right now, 1-800-289-2646. Get with the program. Get legal. Get American. Be an American. Become a real people. Shuck that coat of wool. Stop being a sheeple. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it now, folks, and you will be happy, very, very happy that you did. Thank me, ladies and gentlemen, for this raw intelligence. Thank the agents of the Citizens Agency, Joint Intelligence, and the Intelligence Service who worldwide funnel this information to me every single day. You have them to thank. It is the fruit of their labor. I assemble it. I analyze it. I look for the patterns. I look for the trends. I make sense out of it, and I relay that information to you. Sometimes, like tonight in raw intelligence, other nights, the results of the compilation and the analysis of raw intelligence. Telmex in competition so far with just itself. July 18, 1994, New York Times. Manuel Benavides, Mexico. It took a 4-mule team to carry supplies to the top of the 6,000-foot mountain, where a crew from Telefonos de Mexico built a relay station that only recently connected this desert mining town to Mexico's telephone network. Telefonos de Mexico, or Telmex, as it is known, has little chance of making money in this town of 1,500, separated by 10 miles of desert and a craggy mountain range from the United States border. The town is too isolated and too small for profitable service. Then why are they doing it? Corporations, companies, businesses do not engage in non-profit activities unless forced to because of politics. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because this will become one of the link-ups in the worldwide control of every human being on the face of this earth. As you will see, we're not finished. Modernizing Mexico's economy begins with its telephone system. What are you beginning to hear, ladies and gentlemen? The information superhighway. And how is it going to be conducted? Through the phone wires. Absolute 100% control of every single piece of information on the face of this earth. That's where it will start. Who knows how it will end? Investors Business Daily. Companies in the news, Tuesday, July 19th, 1994. Andrew pulls in profits from, listen to this, quote, Worldwide Wireless Systems, end quote, by John A. Jones, Investors Business Daily. A big international contract to help build a cellular phone system in Argentina brought a 25% gain in Andrew Corporation's sales for last quarter and doubled its year earlier earnings. That job is one example of how Andrew, based in Orland Park, Illinois, is profiting from the growing worldwide demand for wireless systems. Wireless systems are easily tapped and controlled. Here's one by Kathleen Doler, Investors Business Daily, July 19th, 1994. Call following. What? Call following. Our single number telephone service comes of age. Your phone may seem be able to hunt you down wherever you're hiding. Are you listening, dear sheeple? Your phone may soon be able to hunt you down wherever you're hiding. To phone junkies, call following or one number personal phone service marks a great leap in communications technology. To others, it's a nightmare. What is it to you? What do you care? Do you care? World population, USA Today, Monday, July 18th, 1994. Whole page, population, frightening forecast. Delegates from 170 nations meet in Cairo, Egypt this September to try to find ways to control the world's population, which could double by the year 2050. The effort, though, is facing serious social and cultural obstacles, as well as raising religious and moral questions. How do you think they will stop the population from doubling by the year 2050? It means absolutely stopping the birth rate or increasing the death rate. Were you listening to my program on population control? You had better been listening, and if you laughed at it, you had better get that tape, and you had better listen without laughing. These people are serious. You may be the one they choose to kill. How many people are too many? Global conference will target overpopulation. National issue, Thursday, June 23rd, 1994. Investors Business Daily. How many people are too many? Global conference will target overpopulation. This September, Cairo, Egypt will host a global conference on world population. The goal? To stabilize today's 5.7 billion population at 7.2 billion by the year 2015. Advocates of controlling population growth tout two aims: saving the environment and stopping poverty. Unchecked population growth, they say, both degrades the earth and keeps people poor, especially in the third world. What's the matter with keeping people responsible in the third world? Nope, can't do that. Nope. We got to figure out how to kill people or how to keep them from having children. Right? You don't care, though, do you? Because you're absolutely confident that you're not going to be a target of their population control. You had better read the sordid history of the chemical experimentation on American citizens, upon the experimentation with radioactivity on American citizens, upon the experimentation by the intelligence community in the United States Army using biological warfare agents on the American people. And I can go on and on and on and on. Why are they spraying our cities with malathion, a nerve agent developed during World War II to kill soldiers? Do you know what the antidote for malathion poisoning is, ladies and gentlemen? It is atropine. Atropine. Do you know what atropine is? It is the antidote for nerve gas. Soldiers carry atropine in syringes in case they are attacked by a nerve agent. Cover story, USA Today, July 18, 1994, population growing at a furious rate. In the next minute, 268 babies will be born. 98 people will die. The math is simple, but staggering. The world's population is growing by 170 people a minute, so fast that the number of people on the already crowded planet could more than double from 5.6 billion today to as many as 12.5 billion by the year 2050. What's the answer? Teach our children how to have sex and give them condoms in schools all over the country. These double-talking, two-faced socialist idiots are creating their own problem. Big changes in paper money appear to be in the works by David C. Harper, guest editor, The Coin and Sports Card Wholesaler, June-July 1994. The end of U.S. paper money as we know it is rapidly approaching. New colors, watermarks, and other anti-counterfeiting technology will be employed to protect the integrity of U.S. paper money into the 21st century. Who is going to protect the value of your assets? Investors Business Daily, July 19, 1994. International Monetary Fund tells United States to boost rates. Fund's chief also makes bid for organization to take over some of G7's policy functions. Did you hear what I said? If we are not a vassal state of the United Nations, how can the International Monetary Fund tell us to do anything? International Monetary Fund Managing Director Michelle Kamdisas, in an unusual news conference, said the International Monetary Fund is ready to assume a larger role in international monetary matters, overlapping that of the G7 to a much greater extent. Kamdisas also expanded on his vision of the IMF's role in the years ahead, saying plans are being considered to expand the role of the organization in monitoring world currency changes without lessening its crisis management role. Could assume a larger role in managing currency. He also dismissed the suggestion that the recent drop in the dollar held any pearl for the world economic system, since it remains in the middle of its range of movement of the last few years when compared to a trade-weighted measure of all major currency bullshit. July 19, 1994, Wall Street Journal. Credit card joint venture formed with Invermexico. Household Internationally Incorporated, Prospect Heights, Illinois, said it agreed to form a joint venture credit card business in Mexico with Grupo Financiero Invermexico S.A.D.C.V. Grupo Financiero Invermexico owns Banco Mexicano S.A., the fourth largest bank in Mexico in terms of assets and the sixth largest issuer of credit cards in the country. Wake up, sheeple. You're going to wake up one day a few weeks from now, or maybe a year from now, or 2 years from now, and there will be no United States of America. There will be no Constitution, no Bill of Rights, no protection of creator-endowed rights. In fact, no individual rights for anyone. No. The individual will give way for the benefit of the group. Communism, socialism, Marxism, scumbagism. Fallout of an invisible war. You didn't believe me when I told you about population control. Listen to this. Fallout of an invisible war. Science, new controversy over army germ testing. Newsweek, July 25th, 1994. For more well-documented incidences, read my book, Behold a Pale Horse. In 1953, early in the Cold War, this is the time when I announced during the population broadcast that we did within the last week, this is during the time that they realized the impact of the studies on population. United States Army workers arrived in a lower middle-class neighborhood of Minneapolis with a set of small metal boxes. No one questioned their explanations about testing air raid defenses. Certainly not Carol Thomas, a first grader at Clinton School, a first grader she could not question. Even after the births of her three boys, years later, one learning disabled, one a Downs baby, another nicknamed Mr. Bear because he can't speak but only roars. Thomas, now 46, never gave the boxes a thought, nor did fellow alumna Diane Gorney, 50, though she was aware that, like her, many of her old schoolmates were unable to have children. We used to joke that it was the water at Clinton, recalls Gorney. The joking ended in May when a television station contacted both women. The Army's metal boxes, reporters told them, had been sampling the air for zinc cadmium sulfide, a mock biological warfare agent the Army had been spraying from a roof near the school. As we found out more and more, says Gorney, we started bawling our eyes out. Did you live in Minneapolis in 1953? Did you? New York Times, July 19, 1994. Internal Revenue staff is cited in snoopings. 1,300 workers have been investigated by Robert D. Hershey, Jr. Washington, July 18, New York Times. More than 1,300 employees of the Internal Revenue Service around the country have been investigated since 1989 for possible improper use of Internal Revenue Service computers to snoop on taxpayers, government officials disclosed today. Big Brother has been here for a long time. Here is another one. IRS staff is cited in snooping on computer tax forms. What paper is this? I'm getting close to the wire. I'm not even going to continue to look. New York Times, July 19, 1994. Europe ponders future outpost on the moon. Future my foot. Something has been on the moon for many years, and for those who attend this conference here, I'm going to show them in official NASA photographs exactly what is up there. A move is afoot in Europe to establish a manned scientific station on the moon. It's already there, folks. Been there for many years. There's a space program for the sheeple, and there's a real space program. Europe ponders outpost of moon. New York Times. This is another article. A computer glitch disrupts NASDAQ trades for 2.5 hours. Are you listening to me? A computer glitch disrupts NASDAQ trades for 2.5 hours. That's what's called the American Stock Exchange. This is New York Times, July 16, 1994. Yesterday was a quiet day on the NASDAQ market, entirely too quiet, just as the nation's over-the-counter marketplace prepared to open its computer terminals for business yesterday morning. Its mainframe system in Trumbull, Connecticut, simply passed out. Before frantic technicians could revive the system and steady its pulse, more than 2.5 hours had elapsed, more than 150 minutes, in which there was no NASDAQ. What happened during that time, ladies and gentlemen? What are they covering up? Because I'm going to tell you right now, that cannot happen. Remember, when they took steps to make sure that they could control the computer systems of the stock exchanges, that cannot happen. They are covering something up. July 19, 1994, New York Times. Agency chief pledges to overhaul, quote, fraternity, end quote, atmosphere at the Central Intelligence Agency, exactly what I've been telling you that it actually is for years, a fraternity of the secret orders of the Illuminati. Spy case prompts CIA chief to vow overhaul of agency. Washington Post. Mexicans turn pesos into dollars, signaling fears about election. What are they going to do when the dollar is devalued? Wall Street Journal, Tuesday, July 19, 1994. Mexicans turn pesos into dollars, signaling fears about election. A history of peso devaluations in election years has also stamped fear into the minds of Mexicans that it could happen again. CIA chief unveils streamlining plan. Boston Globe, July 19, 1994. CIA Director James Woolsey said yesterday that he was tightening internal security and streamlining the Central Intelligence Agency as part of a broad rethinking of post-Cold War intelligence gathering. At the same time, he warned, "Let me be quite clear. We are changing, but we are not going away." Who
is their target in the absence of the Soviet Union. Health and behavior. Tuesday, July 19th, 1994, USA Today. Get ready, folks. I warned you about this. Violence is linked to brain deficiency. Do you understand the implications of that? Whether or not you commit an act of violence, if you're accused of being violent, you could be committed to a mental institution for the rest of your life in the New World Order with no due process, no court order. USA Today, July 19th, 1994. Remember what I told you, patriots will be considered to be mentally ill in the New World Order. National ID, oh no, not another card. Wall Street Journal, Monday, July 18th, 1994. With selection of commission chief, EU turns its attention to institutions. Listen to this, quote, in Eurospeak, a more progressive institutional structure means shifting authority away from national governments and toward EU institutions, that's the European Union, such as the Parliament and the Commission, although the Parliament often clashes with the Commission over the details of legislation. The deputies clearly see the Commission as a crucial ally in wresting additional clout from national capitals. Also, Wall Street Journal, Monday, July 18, 1994. Plutonium find sets off fears about security. Weapons-grade plutonium found by chance when German police made an arrest last May was produced in a nuclear weapons plant of the former Soviet Union, the German weekly Der Spiegel reported. What is that all about? Read my book. Air Force General calls for end to atomic arms. July 16, 1994, Boston Globe. The United States should eliminate all its nuclear weapons, a top Air Force general said yesterday in a sharp break from Pentagon orthodoxy. Why? So that we can be controlled by the United Nations police force. New York Times, July 18, 1994, plutonium trade, worrying Germans. Bonn, July 17, Reuters. Germany has warned that the smuggling of nuclear materials has reached grave dimensions, citing the seizure in May of weapons-grade plutonium that it says came from Russia's nuclear industry. What is that all about? Read my book, Behold a Pale Horse, published 4 years ago. Wall Street Journal, July 18, 1994, National Registry Incorporated, St. Petersburg, Florida. Les R. Wandler, 48 years old, was appointed to the newly created president post of this maker of electronic identification systems. Boston Globe, July 16, 1994, Congressman Scholz, Central Intelligence Agency on North Korea, Representative Jim Trafficante, an Ohio Democrat who has worn bell-bottom pants long enough for them to come back into style, was astounded to learn that the CIA did not know that North Korean President Kim Il-sung, who reportedly died of a heart attack, even had heart problems. What are they doing in the Central Intelligence Agency? Well, you tell me, folks. You tell me, and you tell everybody else who would like to know, and do it quick. Good night, and God bless you all.